This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Crew members, what it be, y'all?
Heyo! Oh, my elbow hurts because I just cracked it off of Wes's wall down here. That was fun.
This is our wall, number one. We built this room.
This is Anthony's wall because this is the fucked up one.
Oh, no. This is the fucked up thing up there.
It's still that wall. So I hit my elbow on Anthony's wall. That's Anthony's wall. That's my door.
My ceiling.
Your ceiling.
You really didn't have to point me out like that, though. I mean, dude, you could have said it without looking up before you said it.
I had to look up and be like, I just remind myself how fucked up it is.
Oh, man. Dude, don't.
Dude, it happens. We've all been there. We have all been there. I know you know how to do it, so that's why I can't really clown you. It's just like, fuck it, I'm just trying to get in here, so let's just, like, it is what it is.
Dude, it was at that point when we were getting done with this.
Yeah.
It was just all, there was so much spackle and so much sanding. I couldn't.
Yeah. For all you listeners out there, guess what? We're actually finally going to give you the heroes and villains that we said we were going to give, like, 3 weeks ago. We had a couple episodes pop up that made way more sense to do. We had the Xbox. I want to call it the showcase, but they called it that weird thing.
I'm just going to
I don't know whatever the fuck it was. We took a night off because Wes had a beach ball related incident.
I ended up with an ocular injury that was quite a wild weekend for me.
Hitting, you know, having catches with beach balls gets pretty crazy in the Bradley household.
I didn't realize it would get that aggressive.
Yeah,
I should have known better.
It got aggressive. Like, they were training for the Olympics or something. So we had to take a week off for that. And here we are now with heroes and villains, and we got a good one. We got a good one. We got some Metal Gear Solid, baby.
So let's go. I will say, with doing this research, I ended up going down a rabbit hole because the voice actor for Snake is bonkers.
His thing, list of the shit he's done?
The shit he's done, the shit he's written, and, like, dude, just all of this stuff. This guy's fucking wild. I am definitely excited to talk a bit about this.
Before we dive in, as usual, I'm just going to give a brief synopsis of the story of the Metal Gear franchise for anyone that has not played it or is not familiar. Metal Gear is an action-adventure stealth video game developed and published by Konami for the MSX2. It was released for the system in Japan and parts of Europe in 87. Considered the game to popularize the stealth genre, it was the first video game fully developed by Kojima. That's cool.
Yeah. I thought I did read that. I mean, this was his first.
That was his baby. Yeah. And he would go on to direct most of the games in the Metal Gear series. A reworked part of the game was released for Famicom a few months later. But basically, the main storyline of the game, I don't necessarily need.
Dude, I love my job. It's easy. So fucking easy. Especially on this one, dude. Yo, with the Nat 1 Adventure, please everybody listen to that as well. I'm part of a D&D podcast that is actually kind of funny. We're all newbies to it. And the DM is our boy, Mike Clyburn. The other players are guys who I've had on this podcast, Javier and Dan. So, and this is our very first D&D adventure and Mike's first DM run. And it's all homebrew and it's a lot of fun. So
listen,
we're all over the place. Check us out. We're on all social media. Team Clock. Drops every Thursday.
All right, back to where I was. So, and this will be a good segue to lead into you because we'll let you go first. So, in the Metal Gear franchise, players control Solid Snake, a soldier who infiltrates a nuclear weapons facility to neutralize the terrorist threat from Foxhound, a renegade special forces unit. Snake must liberate hostages and stop the terrorists from launching a nuclear strike. That is a very watered-down version of the story, but we could be here forever. So, I will let you take us into some Solid Snake.
So.
Snake?
Snake? I'm going to let you know about David. Sorry. I'm going to let you know about Iroquois Plinskin. Damn it. No, sorry. I'm going to let you know about Brother of Light.
I think you got more.
Oh, I have a bunch more. There is the man who makes the impossible possible. The legendary hero, the legendary mercenary. Yeah, the old Snake himself. So, I love all of those fucking titles. That was great to fucking list through.
Wait till you hear at least two of mine.
I don't even know who you picked for the villain.
That's what I like about it.
Okay.
Because I could have picked... We'll get to that, obviously.
But. Yeah, so my information came from either like straight up Wikipedia or the Metal Gear Wiki. So with some of this, canonically, there is something weird in there that, you know what I mean, within the Metal Gear Wiki that doesn't necessarily line up canonically with the rest of the series, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to hit that stuff or not. Snake is a very interesting character. The man has an IQ of 180. Speaks 6 fluent languages, and he is a clone. Yeah, I'm not dropping the ball on that one. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and bring that one.
Have you ever played a game in the Metal Gear franchise?
I have never played one.
Wow,
never.
Wow, I think you would enjoy it.
Knowing what it is, and you mean, and like hearing you talk about it, what you mean talking about like the watered down, run down version of the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I probably would. I think now I just laugh too hard at it because of the graphics difference from...
You
mean, because,
yeah, you would have to... Like, if you didn't want to deal with shitty graphics...
It was one of the first ones to go to 3D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And actually, you mean, work with that. And that part I thought was pretty wild, too, because I started doing this, and I'm like, okay, Metal Gear. Okay, Solid Snake. Wait a minute.
and the little ways where Metal Gear has infiltrated its way into pop culture, like the sound that you hear in 90% of videos on social media, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, or whatever, is the sound that comes directly from Metal Gear Solid when you get spotted by somebody.
Oh, really?
I'll play the sound.
Oh, shit.
That comes from Metal Gear Solid. Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh wow. I didn't know that. So... With me, also talking about him being a clone, he is the clone. He is one of two because he does have a twin, but one of three kids. So, Big Boss is basically his daddy. You know what I mean? That's the guy that they made the clone of, and then they used, I think it was his assistant or somebody else's assistant in the company that they worked in. They used for the female DNA, and that woman had like ancient Japanese heritage. I found that out, and I was like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. I wasn't expecting that.
Every time I hear it, my brain immediately goes to Metal Gear Solid, and then my brain also goes to, there's a whole generation of TikTokers that have no clue that's where that came from. No clue.
I mean, look, I'm
now
I'm
granted you're of the time, and you didn't. Yeah, so fair, but. Fair, but it's just funny that you'll hear that sound all the time.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you just continue. Fucking hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has a twin brother named Liquid Snake, and then he also has another brother that is Solidus. Is it Solidus or Solidus? That Solidus Snake. And they, so he was initially a Green Beret, and then he got into the Foxhound unit. Which was ran by Big Boss, I believe.
I have information on that when we get to mine.
Okay. And you as Snake have to go through, it's like espionage and like, you know what I mean, and like infiltrating of different places to go ahead and sabotage them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the main thing is Metal Gear. Metal Gear, in what it is a nuclear device, correct?
Yes. Metal Gear is basically a walking tank with nuclear capabilities.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
Like a mech.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially a Gundam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got yourself a fucking nuclear Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. No, that's fucking terrifying. Now, I started reading through some of, like, Solid Snake's, like, they have insane shit in here. I started reading through his retirement. I started reading through... different shit with like close quarters combat. I don't even know where I was actually getting to.
The shit that Solid Snake has gone through since the beginning of Metal Gear is like, it's like Jack Bauer in 24. It's like, how have you done all of this?
Yeah.
Like, this country owes you a debt it could never repay. Ever.
So the one thing that fucking cracked me up, but I want you to, if you can explain, I'm not sure if you can or not, the Iroquois Plinkskin thing, him being that person, because I was reading something in here. It had to do with like fucking Raiden, and obviously they're not talking about like Mortal Kombat Raiden, but that's all I'm thinking when you mean anytime I read Raiden.
Are you essentially asking me why that was his name?
Yeah.
Ethnicity. I mean, granted, he's a clone of an American man, but egg cells taken from a Japanese woman, so that something to do with it. I pulled up some stuff here. I do remember this now from Metal Gear Solid 2 that he didn't want Raiden to know who he really was. He didn't know Raiden's origin or what his true goals were there thus far. Thus why he did not trust him. Sorry, continue.
No, so from there, I just kept on going through more stuff, and then I found the person who did the English dub for the game. And his name is David Hayter. I learned so much about this man. Because I'm like, holy shit, this is actually pretty fucking cool. Because if the name does sound familiar to some people, he co-wrote the screenplays for both X-Men and X2.
That's dope as fuck.
I didn't fucking know that.
I can't wait for you to hear about the voice actor who did who I picked just because of a show that I know was part of your childhood that he was a part of. So I kind of can't wait.
Yeah, dude, but like, dude, he was in Smash Brothers Brawl. He did some stuff with V for Vendetta. Like, I was really, really impressed with reading about David Hayter. And like, dude, I absolutely fucking loved it. So I know, just like you said, I need to fuck with this series.
Yeah, I really think you would enjoy it. I really do.
I love how this is giving me all the stuff from like when the last game. So yeah. So not like current generation. So he was 42 in 2014.
Yes, he was in his early to mid 30s when the franchise first started.
Jesus Christ! So all that happened within less than a decade?
Yeah, I think the first game came out in 98.
But just the timeline for the. My God, you aren't lying about that Jack Bauer shit.
Right?
All right, I've taken up too much time. How about you go ahead? See, when Andy made this decision of doing this game, I went ahead and told him straight. I'm like, look, I don't know this one, so you tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, you do solid, and I'll pick a villain. I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because I've learned about Big Boss. I've learned about Liquid Snake. You know what I mean? Like, and tell me.
I wanted to take the villain because, one, I also wanted to be the person to take the brunt of pissing some people off because there were so many villains to choose from. I'm going to annoy somebody. So I stuck away from Psycho Mantis, even though he's my favorite villain, just because I talked about Psycho Mantis on a different episode that we did. I don't remember what the episode was, but I remember telling you guys about how it may have been like one of the like innovative moments in gaming. I don't know. But the first time, I'll say this one more time since it's not my pick, but Psycho Mantis was always my favorite because he would do cool things that would break the fourth wall of the game.
Okay.
So they had it set basically to where Psycho Mantis could read your memory card. Now, remember, 1998... I'm a child.
Yes.
I'm a kid playing this game. Now, I don't think I played in 98. I think I played in like 2000. Either way, still a kid. So your brain's not going to think of these things. So basically when you see Psycho Mantis for the first time, you're like doubting his abilities. And he's like, oh, are you, you know, basically like, oh, you don't believe me. How about I read you right now? And then he'll say some shit like, and he'll read your memory cards. He'd be like, oh yeah, you had a lot of fun playing, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog, huh? And it'll read what saves you had on your memory card. And it would play with your mind, and it would tell you to like turn, and it would tell you to turn the system off and stuff like that, which definitely got some kids. But yeah,
I do remember hearing about that. I mean, hearing you guys talk, because
yeah. So yeah, you have, you know, you've got,
so funny.
You've got, you know, you've got Big Boss, you've got Revolver Ocelot, got Psycho Mantis. There's so many. So what I went through, and before I should give you my sources as well, I went through fandom.com, well, villains fandom, and also medical gear. Metal Gear segment, Metal Gear spot on neosecret.com is what I used. So the villain I went with is Eli, a.k.a. Master Miller, a.k.a. the Brother of Dark,
ooh,
a.k.a. my favorite, the White Mamba, or what most people know him as, Liquid Snake.
Sure.
I decided to go with Liquid
His
Snake.
His twin.
Absolutely. That's why I did it, because you're doing solid. Is, I was like, let me just ride right in here with Liquid Snake. So his first appearance is in Metal Gear Solid 1998, where he is at about 33 years old. He is the leader of Foxhound. Now, I do have here, because I wanted to have background on that for people. Let me tell you a little bit about Foxhound, just so you know. So Foxhound was a small yet formidable elite Black Ops unit of the United States Army that was established by the legendary soldier Big Boss. So that tells you right there, Black Ops unit, don't fuck with those people.
Yeah, it's like SEAL Team 6 type shit.
Yes, yes, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, but Green Berets.
Although its function changed over the years, Foxhound specialized in covert solo infiltration to cope with local revolutions, regional complications, and global terrorist activities in unauthorized combat zones too politically sensitive to intervene through conventional means. Its agents were also trained to complete various missions that were assigned in secret to the extent that they were considered the modern versions of the ninja.
Hmm.
All its members were battlefield-hardened veterans with many coming from a mercenary background. Because of its status in a high-tech special forces infiltration unit, any and all members of Foxhound were heavily trained and rigorously taught a wide field of survival, martial, and operational skills. From a plethora of insertion and maneuvering methods to skydiving techniques and underwater infiltration, in order to cover all possible routes of infiltration into an enemy nation, advanced outdoor survival skills, including scenarios regarding long-period wilderness survival, and a wide range of harsh environments, acute stalking, detonation operations, wireless communication, procuring and reusing enemy resources, gathering information, varying martial arts, emergency medical operations, languages, and high-tech devices. I was officially disbanded by the U.S. government after 2005. So basically the scariest individuals you could come in contact with.
So this
An army full of Leonesis.
So this is making me think. There was a show on called The Unit back,
I've heard of it.
Back in the day. So, it was on during the time of NCIS and all that shit. But the whole thing about the show was that it was an elite group of, I believe it was army.
Like spec ops.
But yeah, but dude, but they were under the cover of logistics. So so that's what they told everybody that they did, but then they would end up in the desert, like over somewhere in the Middle East,
yeah,
having to go ahead and infiltrate, go in, get somebody, get back out. And then you had a team in this bunker, your Oracle. That's everybody who's running all the computers and shit.
Yep.
It's just that's all I'm thinking of when you're talking about.
So let me tell you about some of his powers and skills that he has, because then it'll make sense to all the crimes he's committed. So some of his powers and skills: extremely high intellect, superhuman strength, mobility, endurance, and metabolism, hand-to-hand combat proficiency, weapons expertise, leadership, vast resources, and charisma. Now, these are all the crimes this man has committed.
Oh, he riz.
Yeah. Wait till you hear these crimes. I'm pretty sure he's landed on about everything but shoplifting. So we have, and you let me know if I've missed anything else. Mass murder. This is literally the worst human being of all time. Mass murder, terrorism, kidnapping, torture, abuse, theft, blackmail, sabotage, hostage taking, hijacking, conspiracy, bioterrorism, animal cruelty, which is the worst.
You fucking add
all that,
that one
shit
in
and you got to put animal cruelty in there?
Like
you kill people and hit dogs? Like you're an asshole.
Like, I know for a fact that there are like Shelby, right? That is the one thing that she cannot stand in a video game, is violence towards dogs. You know what I mean? Violence towards animals.
Me too. Why do you think I walked in circles for 20 minutes holding that goddamn dog in Blair Witch?
Yo.
I refuse to let that dog go. So anyway, in addition to the animal cruelty and all the other things I've just said, identity theft, assault with a deadly weapon, attempted nuclear warfare, and attempted war instigation. So pretty sure I've only missed shoplifting. Is probably all I've met.
There's some fucking war crime shit in there.
So a little backstory on Liquid I almost said Liquid Smoke.
Liquid Smoke?
I almost said Liquid Smoke. Liquid Smoke, I almost said. Liquid Snake. Like you spoke about with the Game of Thrones. Clones.
You didn't even watch that, did you?
My goodness. No, I plan on it, but no, I have not. One of the three clones created by L'Enfant Terrible, which in French is French for The Terrible Children, which was a U.S. government project developed in the early 1970s, which aimed to produce clones of renowned soldier Big Boss, who was a special forces operative and mercenary commander who founded Foxhound and one of the founding members of the Patriots.
So essentially, think of it like a super soldier. You know what I
mean? Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, it was the U.S. During the Cold War trying to create super soldiers.
Yep. Liquid Snake was given to Britain by the United States to determine what effect a difference in environment would have on personal traits. He was recruited by the British SIS, which is the Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, and carried out espionage activities. After learning combat as a teenager, he fought with the SAS in the Gulf War, which is the Special Air Service of the British Army. He fought with them in the Gulf War. While in Iraq, he was captured, brainwashed, and used for terrorist activities in the Middle East. He replaced his brother Solid Snake and Foxhound after Snake left following events in Zanzibar Island. Liquid became the organization's leader. Snake had always pointed out that his goals were similar to those of Big Boss. His intention was to reshape the world into one where soldiers were needed and respected. Liquid was told that he received the recessive genes and that Solid Snake had all the dominant genes. This, however, was a ploy to make Liquid Snake want to become as strong as he could. Why he wants to kill you so much. Liquid and the other members of Foxhound seized control of Shadow Moses Island to gain Metal Gear Rex, which is just a version of the Metal Gear, like I said, the nuclear-capable walking tanks. I don't want to give too much about what happens to him after that, but that is, you know, background on him. Some of the subsequent appearances he was in, Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes in 2004, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain in 2015. He also managed to work his way into, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Liquid Snake appears in Super Smash Bros. Brawl as a sticker that increases any character's amount of health restored when eating food. He also appeared in Smash Bros. Ultimate as a legendary grab-type spirit, with his spirit battle being against Snake on Shadow Moses Island, with increased physical power and the stage covered in a poisonous cloud. Mm. Now, it's probably not going to be as exciting because I feel like you're so good with voice actors. The second I say his name, you're going to know who it is. But the voice actor of Liquid Snake, Cameron Clark. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Because Cameron Clark is an American voice actor who is most well known for voicing Leonardo and Rocksteady in the 1987 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, give me three, bro. Give me three. I asked for it. I sounded like Scooby-Doo. Like, my voices went crazy.
That was nuts.
So in TMNT, Shotaro Kaneda from Akira, Freddy from the Barnyard franchise, Liquid Snake, as I said, Clay, I'm not even going to attempt that last name from Assassin's Creed 2, and also another cool one, whenever Matthew Broderick was unavailable, Simba in The Lion King. How crazy is that, right? But I know you watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So that is Liquid Snake. Awesome. And like I said, there were so many people that I could have gone with. But I had already spoken about Psycho Mantis before, so I didn't want to go back to that again.
That is insane though. Like the innovation of writing that into the code and then giving your voice actor that much material to be able to say just on the chance that that's what's on the memory card.
Yeah, and what makes it even more impressive is we're not talking this game coming out in 2024. It's way back then, dude.
Yeah.
So like that was cool as shit. But yeah, so you could have gone with Skullface, Solidus Snake, Big Boss, Psycho Mantis, Revolver Ocelot, Senator Armstrong, Liquid Ocelot, Hot Coldman, Major Zero, Decoy Octopus, Sniper Wolf, Sniper. Sniper Wolf would probably be the most anxiety filled part of the game for you, because Sniper Wolf is exactly what you think. He is a excellent, ridiculously trained marksman. And if I remember correctly, one battle that you have with him is literally a sniper battle in the middle of like a fucking forest, and you've got to like find him before he finds. It's wild, bro.
You know what that's from, though, right?
Tell me.
So that whole scene that you're talking about is what has been said during the Vietnam War. You had two marksmen, Viet Cong, and then an American, and the American shot through the Viet Cong sniper scope and killed the sniper.
And see,
it was because of the flash.
The flash. You see, my brain didn't go there, but it's similar thing, just different. Different location. It made me think of this sniper battle between Chris Kyle and the other sniper in American Sniper, which obviously based on a true story.
Yes.
Straight up hero, that guy. So that's what I initially thought of, but like a sniper battle in a game is wild.
That's anxiety ridden as hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Liquid Snake, also to my knowledge, the only person that ever went bare-assed in the video. That was it. That was fucking hilarious. I remember playing that when I was younger. Like, my dad came in and was like, why is this dude bare ass just walking around the screen? Like, I
didn't make the game. How am I supposed to know?
I didn't fucking make them. But, but yeah, that is Solid Snake and Liquid Snake.
The Metal Gear.
Fucking nice. Sniper Wolf. Some bitch.
You didn't even think, like, so you had all the other ones written in your head, but then you didn't think about that one?
I actually wonder. Let's see, just because we're doing it. Metal Gear Solid, the 13 best villains ranked. By Game Rant. Let's see what we have. So,
okay.
We got, right, that makes so sense. We'll go 13 to 1. We've got Fortune.
Okay.
Olga Gerlukovich, sorry. I remember her. Senator Armstrong. Colonel Volgan at 10. Gray Fox at 9. I forgot about Gray Fox as well. Sniper Wolf's going to be pretty. Solid as Snake at 8. At 7 is Big Boss. Vamp at 6. Psycho Mantis comes in at 5.
I feel like Liquid and this guy you're talking about, Sniper Wolf.
Probably.
I feel like they got to be one too.
And it's funny because the first thing it says the first line in Psycho Mantis' thing says, "Has any boss in video game history ever made this much of an impact in such a short time?" 4 is the boss. 3, Skullface. Actually, Sniper Wolf didn't even make the list. Wow. Revolver Ocelot is very, very popular. Came in at number 2. The cool thing about Revolver Ocelot was that shit that you know motherfuckers what revolvers do, but like it's not even necessary. Just all the fucking spinning the guns. And Liquid Snake comes in at number 1.
It's fun. I remember having little toy cap guns, shit like that. And that would be the one thing that I wanted to do more than anything was be able to spin it around my finger like a fucking doofus. Okay. So, trust me, everybody wants it. All right, but I'm going to go ahead and let it rock out the way we did last time, which I think actually kind of worked out. So, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. I want everybody to please stay safe, wash your hands, do what you got to do to feel good and play them games. Because that's how I'm feeling good. Because democracy and Super Earth and all that other fun stuff I keep on talking about with Helldivers too. But, all right, we'll catch y'all next time, man. Game on. Ant, help me.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
This was a show from
6 years old, maybe, but that.